The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, reminding homeowners that taking simple steps can help conserve water and save money. Find wastewater use information at KentuckyAMWater.com and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back once again to WUKY. What is happening at the Lexington Farmers Market?
It seems like we just started back and we're already at our first holiday of the Farmers Market season, and that is Easter. We have eggs that are so differently colored that people think that they are dyed from light white all the way to almost a dark brown, and lots of blues and greens in between. So if you want to hide Easter eggs, but you want to still be able to use them later, don't leave them out for very long, but boil them, and then you can not even have to worry about dyeing them if you hide them around your house. You can get some of your standard Kentucky hors d'oeuvre ingredients at the farmer's market. So I love sausage balls. And so you can get really delicious pork products at the farmer's market and add that into your sausage balls that you're making at home rather than buying the sausage at the grocery store. It's not really that much more expensive right now, and you're supporting farmers that are local, and you're getting a better quality product, and it's really delicious too. If you have a side dish or an appetizer that you like to cook, it's a family tradition, think about how you can incorporate local products into that and not even have to deviate from the recipe at all. This is also the first time that we're going back outside for the year, both on Saturday downtown at the Pavilion and on Sunday on Southland Drive. We know that a lot of people might already have had plans, but we want to make sure that we keep a consistent schedule. And so you can find us this week or for the rest of the season on Southland Drive all the way through the end of October. And then we're still going to be in the Pavilion through the summer and fall. So you can find us at both of those locations. We'll be having a band at least one day. We're working on scheduling that currently. It's always hard because we're outside, and so we don't want to schedule a band when it looks like it may be raining. And that every year we know that when we relaunch our different markets, people are concerned about where to park, how to get there, what time. You can find out all of that information by visiting our website at lexingtonfarmersmarket.com, or really what we keep most up to date is our Instagram. And so if you visit our Instagram, then you'll find news for what's in the upcoming week, and then also information about what's happening at the market today.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about what's happening this Easter weekend over there at the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thank you for having me today.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. What is something that you can pick up at the farmer's market and prepare as a nice side dish to add to a family gathering?
One of my favorite Easter sides, and I think I've talked about this at least 4 or 5 years, and that is something with a potato base, maybe like a potato salad with eggs added in. I know that some families don't do egg-potato mixture, but I grew up eating a potato salad with a mayo-based dressing. You can add fresh blanched peas to that. There are recipes called the Olivier salad that is very similar to that. That's one of my go-to sides.
How do you go about preparing it? What do you do with the potatoes? Because potatoes are very delicate sometimes. You got to get them just right. Otherwise, they're too hard or they're too mushy. How do you get that perfect potato for the potato salad?
That is always really hard. And I would say for me, I like a waxier potato, like something like a red or a new potato. I will peel it and boil it. I like to leave it whole when I'm boiling it because I don't like to get too waterlogged. I know other people will dice it in advance. I like it the other way around. And so that's a personal preference. The fork test is what I always grew up doing. I know there's lots of different ways, but have it boiling in the water. And if you can put the fork in and not have any resistance, then you've probably cooked it just a little bit too far. You want just a hair of resistance so that when you take it out of the water, that it will continue cooking just a little bit. It's hard because no one wants a potato piece that's undercooked or raw in the middle and really fluffy and maybe mushy on the outside.